Well, we're getting on with our points. That was point 11, take children to suitable Buddhist festivals. And then 12, introduce children to your Buddhist friends. Now, this might seem pretty obvious, but it doesn't always, you know, happen like that. Huh? There is the saying that an Englishman's home is his castle. Huh? Well, maybe the English woman's castle too. Hmm? And we tend not to let down the drawbridge. Hmm? That's part perhaps of our, you know, English character. We tend to keep a bit, you know, separate from other people. We tend to keep our domestic life maybe a bit separate from our general social life. Huh? But if we do have children, I think it is good, if it is possible at all, to arrange for them to spend time, or at least to have some contact with, or at least to know our Buddhist friends. I think this is important, at least partly because it helps compensate for the nuclearness of the nuclear family. I imagine that most of you, to the extent that you belong to or represent a family at all, belong to or represent a nuclear one. If I was speaking in India, I could assume that at least half the parents present live as part of an extended or joint family of maybe 10 or 12 or 15 or more members. Huh? But of course that isn't the case in England. Huh? Our castles have become very, very small. Hmm? Sometimes just one or two or three people and no more than that, huh? Sometimes four or five. But the nuclear family is getting more nuclear, it seems, day by day. And that isn't always healthy, either for the parent or parents, very often the parent, huh? Or for the children or child. Huh? Sometimes a family, nowadays it seems, can consist of just two people, yeah? One parent, usually female, and one child, either male or female. Yeah? So that's a rather constricting, even a sort of claustrophobic, you know, sort of situation. Huh? And I think if we can introduce our children to our Buddhist friends, to other Buddhist adults, it helps, you know, modify the rather claustrophobic nature of the nuclear family. Very often, of course, this happens naturally, spontaneously. But perhaps it doesn't happen in that way always, and perhaps some people at least need to make more of an effort in this direction. Also, one might say from the point of view of the child, if the child is meeting more adults, or is accustomed from a quite early age to meeting more adults, not just adults within the immediate family circle, he or she definitely develops more self-confidence. And that is obviously a tremendous asset later on. One of the things I noticed being back in this country and working with people born and brought up in the West, one of the things I notice is a very general lack of self-confidence in people. Hmm? And I think we have to be aware of this. And I think we have to take steps, if we are parents, to make sure that our children grow up with plenty of self-confidence, not the sort of confidence that finds expression in antisocial activity, but self-confidence of a much more positive and even creative kind. And I think it does help in the development of a child's self-confidence if he or she from an early age is accustomed to dealing with, interacting with adults way outside the immediate family circle.